Welcome back, everyone, to the channel. Tonight's horrifying story is about this park ranger's experience arriving at work early. A normal day, nothing out of the ordinary, but comes face to face with this horrific humanoid creature in the brush somewhere off beyond the office. Stay tuned. You're not going to want to miss this. If you're new to the channel, subscribe, click on that bell, and smash that thumbs up and tell a friend. Now, let's get spooky. Hello, Campfire Tales. I've been a huge fan of your channel for a good amount of time, and decided that it would be a marvelous idea to share with you one of my stories as a park ranger. Now, I had worked as a National Park Ranger at Zion National Park for 4 years, before quitting on that fateful day of September 18th, 2021. It all started when I woke up in the morning. I was usually a very positive and optimistic person, full of motivation and energy, but on that particular day, I had woken up with an extremely negative feeling that was clouding my positive attitude. It took me a half an hour of lying in my bed, staring up at the ceiling to finally convince myself to get up and start the dreaded day. I groaned and rolled out of bed, ironically on the side I didn't usually get out of. So I had literally gotten out of the wrong side of the bed that morning. I shuffled to the bathroom and stared at myself in the mirror with dread as I grabbed my toothpaste and toothbrush out of their holder. As I squeezed some toothpaste out of the tube and onto my toothbrush, I questioned why I had woken up with such a negative feeling. I searched through my mind, trying to remember if I had a bad dream or if something had happened yesterday that I could not remember. After a while of staring at myself in the mirror and thinking, I let out a frustrated sigh and gave up. I put my toothbrush and toothpaste away before shuffling over to the shower and turning it on to the hot side. I usually take cold showers in the morning, but on this day, I really needed that bit of pleasure that the hot water would provide. I took a shower and got dressed. After getting dressed, I walked out of my room and into the living room where the front door was. I let out a sigh and opened the front door. I examined the foggy and gloomy day that awaited me outside. I walked outside and closed the door behind me before starting towards my vehicle. I unlocked my car and hopped in. On the drive to work, I tried to reinforce my mind to think in a positive way, but it just didn't work. I knew right then and there that I had to accept the fact that today was just not going to be my day. After a long drive, I pulled into the parking lot at work and exited my vehicle. I hung my head low as I walked in the direction of the ranger's office. After a 10-minute walk, I had finally arrived at the ranger's office. I took out my keys and unlocked the door because I was the first one there. I had a few hours to kill before the late morning shift workers arrived, so I did my usual routine. I walked over to the coffee section and poured myself a large cup of coffee, knowing that I was going to need it to have any chance of getting through today while remaining mentally sane. I picked up my mug of coffee and started at my desk. On my way there, I stopped and took a nice, graceful sip of my coffee, embracing the scalding hot liquid streaming down my throat, and leaving it with a nice, warm feeling. I sat down in my chair and let out a sigh of relief and sadness. I logged on to my computer and checked what work I had for today. I scrolled through the list and saw that I had 3 tours to do on 3 separate trails in some hours' time. And before that, I had to complete the task of fixing a large code error in the employee's user interface software. I sighed as I opened up the coding app, completely and utterly dreading the time-consuming, the tedious task ahead. I began to code and watched as the minutes slowly tickled by along with the progress of my fixing of the error code. After a half an hour of coding, I figured I deserved a break for another mug of coffee. I got up out of my chair and cracked my knuckles and yawned. After doing that, I walked over to the coffee station once again and poured myself an absolutely lovely cup of coffee. Suddenly, I heard an absolutely awful and horrific screeching noise coming from far away, but it was so loud that I could hear it perfectly. I jumped and spilled some coffee over my shirt, which was a bummer for two reasons. My work shirt was now stained, and my chest was now in pain from being in contact with scalding hot coffee. I let out a groan of frustration before being hit with a wave of overwhelming fear and anxiety from the noise I had just heard. I was stuck in a fear-induced paralytic state for quite some time before I came to my senses and knew I needed to go outside and check what had made such a terrible noise. I put my mug of coffee on the counter before slowly and suspensefully beginning to take slow steps to the front door. After around 2 minutes of slow steps, I had made it to the front door. I should probably check the peephole before just opening the door. I put my eye to the peephole and examined what was outside. There seemed to be nothing out of the ordinary, but I knew that I couldn't be certain of that fact just because I didn't see anything. After a few minutes of standing behind the door and talking myself into having the courage to open the door, I finally did it. I placed my hand on the doorknob and slowly turned it while closing my eyes. Once I was done opening it, I opened my eyes and let out a sigh of relief since nothing had immediately happened to me. After taking more than a few moments to recollect myself, I was ready to continue the search for the source of the terrible noise. I stepped down the steps that connected the small outdoor patio to the ranger's office and made my way down the dirt path that led into an even bigger dirt path, which was the main trail. After a few minutes of walking, I arrived at the trail entrance. Just to be safe, I figured I should make sure there weren't any immediate dangers near me. I pulled out my travel-sized binoculars and adjusted them so that I could see through them clearly. I placed the lenses to my eyes and pointed in the direction of the trail. What I saw next left me scared, confused, shocked, and speechless. Sitting oh so perfectly rested between two bushes was a horrible creature watching me. I took some more time to examine it. The creature had piercing yellow eyes with slits for pupils. It was, at the very minimum, 7 feet tall. I suddenly could not hold it any longer and began to scream in fear. I continued to stare at the creature through fear in a paralytic state, wishing my brain would gain the courage to give my body the ability to move freely so that I could get out of here as fast as I could. However, the creature began to do something that only worsened my paralytic state. Suddenly, the creature began to slowly move out of the brush, giving me a better view of its eyes and a better view of the terrifying creature. The incident that made my paralysis worse until my fight-or-flight instincts kicked in and I knew I needed to run. Suddenly, I was jolted out of my paralytic state, and before I knew it, I was running for my life to the ranger's office. Feeling the most intense amount of fear and paranoia I had ever experienced in this one lifetime. Finally, I had reached the steps of the ranger's office and was blessed by the opportunity to slow down for just a few seconds to recollect my breath. After catching my breath, I turned back behind me to see the creature's location, and I was absolutely horrified to see it was only 20 feet away from me, standing upright there, absolutely still and motionless, watching me. The creature's yellow eyes pierced ferociously into my soul, sending waves of intense fear throughout me. I became mentally frustrated when I realized I was now in yet another fear-induced paralytic state. I believed the creature could somehow sense that I couldn't move, because it decided to taunt me as my next move. The creature began to slowly lift its leg and take a step, and repeat that 5 or so times until the creature was way too close for comfort. Finally, my fight-or-flight instincts, which I had been waiting for, finally kicked in, and I gained the ability to move. I suddenly took a very deep and sharp breath before turning around and grabbing my large set of keys from my pocket. The stress of the situation caused me to shake uncontrollably, making it hard to find the right keys. After around a half a minute of fumbling around and searching for the key I needed, I knew that I couldn't push back the task of looking behind me any longer. I took a deep breath in and a deep exhale out to mentally prepare myself. I quickly and sharply turned around, and my stomach instantly sank to the floor at the scene being presented to me. Right in front of me, just a few feet away, was the horrific creature with its yellow, piercing, and ferocious eyes, staring deep into my eyes as if trying to send a message, but certainly not a good one. I tried to turn back around, hoping that this creature somehow, for some reason, did not like to physically confront people, but boy was I wrong. Instantly upon turning around, I was met with an absolutely horrifically painful punch in the back. I screamed and groaned in pain, and I suddenly began to hear the creature's roar with laughter. I looked at the creature as it laughed, and I could imagine an evil child laughing as it abused an innocent animal for its own entertainment. Upon being assaulted by this creature, I now was aware of how dire this situation was. I tried to pull my cell phone out of my pocket as an attempt to call for help, but the creature took notice and quickly snatched my phone out of my hand, before throwing it at an inhuman far distance in the woods. I watched in sadness as my only lifeline soared through the sky at insane speeds, and then let out a frustrated and disappointed sigh when I heard a faint thud from some distance away. I decided the only way I had a chance at surviving was playing defensive and fighting this creature back. I took a deep breath and got out my fists. I guarded my face with my forearms and fists. This caused the creature to begin maniacally laughing like a child again. I swung at the creature and instantly realized that that was a huge mistake once I was suddenly staring into the creature's eyes with my fist tightening a great amount in the creature's paws. I struggled and struggled to get my hand away from the creature, but it seemed that at no amount of effort I could put into the task was a match for this creature's superhuman strength. Finally, my hand was suddenly set free after the creature had gotten bored. I began to hyperventilate while watching as this creature began to spiral into its maniacal laughter once more. It wasn't so much scary anymore as it was annoying. I quickly turned away and ran as fast as I possibly could to the ranger's office. Upon arriving at the front door's ranger's office, I stopped in my tracks to turn back around behind me. To my horror, I saw that the creature was stalking me with its disturbing and uncanny yellow eyes from behind a small bush, only about 15 feet away from me. I quickly began to panic, and I instantly turned back around and leapt the few steps needed to reach the patio of the ranger's office. I made it to the patio and I reached into my pocket and fumbled around, looking for them keys I so desperately needed to get in at that moment. For some odd reason, the key was absolutely nowhere to be found. I turned back around and looked in the distance at the path I took to run here, seeing if the key had accidentally fallen out or something along the lines of that. To my dismay, I did not see anything in the path that I took even slightly resembled the golden key I was looking for, until I turned to face the creature. My stomach sank beneath the ground when I realized the key that I needed to get to the only place of shelter near me was being held hostage by an alien creature that was indefinitely more powerful than me. Shoot, I muttered in my breath to myself in a severe sense of urgency. I knew this situation was bad, but I had no clue on how to solve it. Upon looking at the possible solutions, it always ended in me being killed by the horrific creature. I began to accept my defeat, when suddenly I heard the sound of an engine in the distance. I turned towards the direction, waiting for whatever was making that sound to show up, but then I grew curious as to what the creature's reaction would be to the noise. If it was a positive reaction, I could have been sure I was in trouble, but upon looking at the creature, its face hinted at a sense of concern and dismay. I took that as a good sign, and felt a small beam of hope shine throughout me. Maybe it wasn't all over for me after all. Suddenly, a Ranger car came into view, and it parked in front of the office. My coworker opened the door, and instantly looked at me with a look of concern. I gestured to him to come here. After my coworker went onto the patio, I explained the situation that I was in. At first, he gave me a look that indicated that he didn't believe a single word I said, but after I told him to slowly turn behind him towards the bush, his face suddenly had a new expression. Fear. I told him that he needed to open the Ranger's office door quickly, and he obliged. I leapt into the office and instantly shut and locked the door behind me, finally feeling a sense of safety for once since I had first seen the creature. After we both recollected ourselves, my coworker dialed 911, and we waited some time for help to arrive. That was an absolutely horrific and traumatic day, and I quit my job that very same day after I finally arrived home. I am currently struggling to make ends meet, but I would take being poor over encountering that creature again, any day.